Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. May 9th, Romans chapter 11. Let's get to it. Before Paul wraps up his long treatise on the nation of Israel and their relationship to the Gentiles, he launches into a beautiful doxology. Here, well, let's explore this poetic song of praise from the apostle and the prophets. A doxology is a poetic expression of praise, as I say. The word doxology literally means glory words, doxa logoi. So the well-known Trinitarian doxology, praise God from whom all blessings flow, is indeed words of praise. There are, however, other, longer, more artistic and beautiful expressions of praise to God. This one that closes out Romans 11 is one of the best. Paul launches into this poetic praise after he has unfolded this long explanation of sin, grace, judgment, and salvation through Christ Jesus. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give him advice? And who has given him so much that he needs to pay it back? For everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory. All glory to him forever. Amen. Putting the words of this into this context, Paul might be saying something like this. When he writes, "Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge," might be in this context. God has chosen Gentiles. It was part of his plan since the beginning. And his Spirit leads you and me. Oh, how great is our God. He goes on with this. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his ways. Okay, so you're saying two laws, and the one that we call the law of God is the one that leads to death, but he's made a new way for all? Well, praise the Lord.
For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give him advice?
Here Paul is quoting Isaiah, but placing those words into a new context of God's mysterious change of standards. Who is the clay calling the maker unfair? We have no idea what goes on in that infinite mind. Praise the Lord.
And who has given him so much that he needs to pay it back?
God created everything, and therefore he owns everything. This is a line from the book of Job, the man who learned the hard way that God has secret plans, and that those are too much for us to know all at once, but now they're strong enough.
Paul goes on, for everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory.
Okay, he made it, he owns it, he sustains it, he's glorified by it, and we admire it. What is it? Everything, every little thing. Every big thing, all of it, praise the Lord. This passage shows why the word doxology is appropriate to categorize the text. The word glory appears twice. The whole theme is praise. Truly, God is worthy of such adoration and thanks for eternity. Amen.